Kiritite, after that debacle at Three Laws and the scathing media coverage of Tapir Wizard afterwards, you notice that your monthly payment from your parents has not arrived.
Oh, that's just like a checking issue, right? That's probably just a check. I'll just send them a call, a text maybe, you know, like a text message to the family group chat. Just like a casual, hey, haven't gotten the money yet.
You receive 3 words in return from your mother. You're cut off.
She returns with just like a bunch of like question marks and then like a like raised eyebrow confused emoji into the chat.
There is no response.
She immediately calls.
Your mother does not pick up.
Damn.
I think she starts panicking. And she's like, okay. You know, she's always stonewall. She always stonewall me. She calls her dad.
Your dad picks up. What's up? Hi, Kira.
Hi, Daddy. Mom said I was cut off. I don't know. Is that like a typo or something? Like the new phones, you know?
No, you really embarrassed, Mitt Broccoli, and, we're cutting you off.
No, because I can't be cut off, you know?
Why not?
What if I die?
You're not gonna die.
You don't know that, it's dangerous. I live with, like, people with, like, criminal experience. I could die if I don't have the money to live here.
Can't you just get a job?
I have a job. I'm like a creative. I make music.
Okay, I guess you can go beg for money in the park then, just like all the other creatives.
Well, no, I also work at like a restaurant too. I do that too. See, that's a job.
Yeah, you can beg for tips in the restaurant, just like all the other creatives.
Are you mad at me?
I'm pretty mad at you, Kira, yeah.
Daddy, I didn't mean to embarrass him. It just kind of happened.
Well, we mean to cut you off. Maybe you'll learn a little bit of responsibility from this.
Okay, before you go, I guess, can I play you a song to apologize?
Okay, play me a song.
Great, I want to use my Eidolon on my dad. My Eidolon is a real physical guitar that through my mastery of it, I can flip my relationship with a person listening to it. I need him to not want to cut me off.
What is your glam?
Oh. That's a one.
The tower, something terrible happens.
Oh my god, no!
You could push.
I need to push.
Okay, please advance the phantom clock for me.
That takes it to 3.
The next player to make a move takes -1 forward. Don't let me forget that. Temperance, you are met with an equal and opposite reaction.
Okay.
You know, describe this song you play for me.
It's not like the music she plays normally. I think her Eidolon guitar is weird. Even though it's electric, it lets her like do acoustic sounding things sometimes.
Okay.
I think she plays like a cheap knockoff of a Bob Dylan song that her dad likes. And it's just like, you know, she just keeps bringing up like stuff like, you know, I love my dad and you know, I was always his favorite child. I'm his only child. And just like, she's making her, I don't like, bring up memories of like raising her, you know, when she was small and like needed protection, you know, all those, before she like came out the closet and started dressing and hanging out with poor people. Remember all those good memories to flip him back to those feelings.
Both of you are deeply emotionally affected by this song. Not only does he remember the fatherly love he has for his daughter, but you also remember the daughterly love you have for your father. And you are filled with this sense that maybe you have been relying on him a little bit too much. Maybe you should start pulling your weight a little bit to take it off of him. I mean, after all, you're a grown adult at this point. At the same time, he feels that maybe suddenly cutting you off so tersely is a little bit cruel. So here's what he's going to do. He's not going to send you a check. He is going to send you a job offer to play for Mitt Brockley's Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day show in Linkin Park.
Okay, well, I guess I can do that, Daddy, you know? I could play the show and, you could just, like, wean me off of it, because I do think I've been kind of relying on you and Carmilla too much.
If you do a great job at this show, I'll send you a check again, okay?
Thank you.
Love you, baby.
I love you, too.
You receive a text from Natalie Arugula. She is going to play a counter-programming concert at Linkin Park on Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, and she wants you to be part of the show.
Immediately text her back, how much does it pay?
The number that it pays is quite a bit less than Mitt Brockley's show.
She just gives a text back like, oh, I'll see, you know, I got some things going on. I might be able to make it, maybe. Keep the spot open for me. Heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji.
Oxley Sarbanes.
What's up?
You wake up to a text from Mitt Brockley, the man who you agreed to be a fixer for recently. His text describes that somebody called in a threat to him and his Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day show. He wants you to find out who made that threat and stop him.
Yeah, of course. I'm all on that. I'm all on top of that, Mr. Brockley. You know, I'm your man to get to the bottom of that. I look at what time is it?
It's about 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Yeah, of course. I'm just getting up, but I'm gonna get right on that. You know, most of us. You can find the most clues at night. I find these type of characters, they move around at night, so I'm your man, I'm on the case.
You receive a text from your girlfriend, Natalie Arugula. She asks if you're gonna be able to make it to her concert.
Hell yeah, I wanna make it to your concert. I wouldn't miss it for the world, babe.
She's very happy. Dignity Grayson.
Yeah, what's up?
It is the afternoon of December 7th, Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Today, you are taking care of your daughter, Sarah Grape, and you're just watching her play in the park playgrounds while you sit on the bench.
I think she is probably occasionally just checking for a text from Andy. How wiped out was he? Was he awake by the time that I left the apartment?
Yeah, he's okay. I mean, that whole situation was about a week ago. He's sort of,
Oh, right, duh.
He's calmed down. I think he's deep cleaning your apartment right now. I think that's how he relaxes. How does it feel to be, you know, a mother?
I mean, it's kind of weird, right? Because I feel like I'm not doing that much work. I'm kind of just, like, taking the kid for walks and reading to her and stuff. It's kind of easy. I don't know why people are always talking like being a mom is hard.
You sort of skipped right through the diaper changing phase.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm super glad about that. Don't get me wrong.
Your maternal instincts cause you to enter a fight or flight reaction as you hear a screech from your daughter as she goes down the park slide.
Is that like a normal screech, or is that like a I need help screech? Because I know kids like to scream when they're having fun sometimes, right? That's normal for kids?
I mean, if you want to ignore this screech because it's probably not a big deal, that's up to you.
Can I dredge the undertow?
Sure. Take a minus one on your biz.
It's an automatic push, I think, because my biz is one. And I have minus one.
Yes, please advance the clock for me. You get the Hierophant neutral, you discover something.
Okay.
Yeah, you discover the difference between a normal screech and a there is a problem screech. This is a screech of pain. She has been injured, and she needs your immediate attention.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'm going to run up, and I'm going to be like, hey, sweetie, what happened? Are you okay?
I got a cut.
Oh, okay, let me take a look at it.
Ow. Bleeding. It's blood.
That's okay, sweetie. I'll tell you what. I don't think I brought bandages, but I'm going to put some pressure on that, and we're going to go to the drugstore. We're going to get some bandages. We're going to get some iodine. We're going to get you fixed right up, okay?
You notice the likely culprits of this injury. The plastic slide in this park playground is slightly broken. There's like a serrated edge on the plastic here that sliced your daughter's leg open.
Well, that's fucked up. Who's maintaining this thing? Do I need to like call the parks department?
You know, it might be worthwhile to call the parks department to take care of the slide.
Okay, yeah, I think she's going to see if there's like a first aid kit like on the park premises, and if not, like head to the nearest place that would have bandages.
There's not gonna be a first aid kit in this place that can't even fix the slide.
Yeah, that's true. Then yeah, she's going to take Maisie's hand and like try to apply a little pressure. I guess the cut is on her leg, so that wouldn't work. Fuck. Shit. Okay.
This is a pretty long cut, too, because, you know, she went down the slide.
Okay.
This is going to be more than a Band-Aid.
Okay. Fuck. Do I need a tourniquet for this? Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to call your mom real quick, and we'll have her bring over some bandages, and I will then contact the parks department. Yes, that is the order of operations here. I'm gonna call Sarah Grape.
Dignity Grayson, how goes it?
It's going well for the most part, but Maisie got a bit of a bad cut going down the slide. It looks like it hasn't been very well maintained. Could you come over to the park, with just some bandages, maybe some iodine or something, and I'll get in contact with the parks department, see if they can, you know, get this whole situation fixed so this doesn't happen to some other kid?
Dignity, I told you I'm catering a wedding today.
Okay, let me call Andy then. He has his license. I'll get this taken care of right away, okay?
It's on you.
Oh boy, alright. Yeah, she's going to hang up and call Andy.
Hey, cousin.
Hey, Andy, do you know the park, like, 3 blocks down from that cafe we went to that one time?
Uh-huh.
I need you to, like, drive over there right away, and I need bandages and iodine for Maisie. She got a bad cut, and I need to call the parks department so that they will fix the slide that cut her, because it shouldn't be like that.
I'm, like, in the middle of scrubbing the oven right now. Can you take care of it?
I mean, the oven is, like, kind of a lower priority than this, I think.
Yeah, but, like, isn't she your kid?
Okay, good talk, Andy. Okay, yeah, she's going to hang up. Where is the nearest, like, drugstore or grocery store relative to this park?
There's a drugstore if you go to the edge of the park.
Okay, I think she's going to just, like, scoop up Maisie and start fucking booking it.
Let's go to Kiera.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kiera, you've showed up at, the Mitt Broccoli show, then?
Yeah. She did show the Mitt Broccoli show. She's like, she has like a face mask on, you know? And like glasses.
Mitt Broccoli goes to shake your hand. Are you sick?
Yeah, I'm super sick. I want to do this. I'm going to do this for you, I swear. It's just that I caught a fever this morning.
Well, okay. The show must go on, I suppose.
Yeah, it's nothing serious. It's just like mono or something.
You know the classic patriotic songs, of course, right?
Like?
I'm proud to be an American because at least I know I'm free.
I can Google it. Yeah, I can Google it. Yeah.
Okay, but we want you to put a little bit of that tapir wizard spin on it, you know. Make patriotism appealing to the youth.
Are you sure you want me to do that?
That's why I wanted you here, a sword to make up for that incident the other week.
Okay, but my other song almost got a politician killed. I don't know how I'm supposed to put that flair on America the Beautiful.
Well, maybe you could get the other politicians killed, so to speak.
Now, so to speak, like, okay, all right, okay. I feel as though I would be in trouble if I got other politicians killed that aren't you. I guess I could, like, maybe do, like, an anti... Like, do, like, okay, do a version of America the Beautiful, but, like, it's, like, punching down at, like, another country, like, maybe, like, Quebec, like, not a country. We just, like, really hit Canada kind of hard. How's that?
Anti-Canadian sentiment. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's, like, not a group, you, like, Republicans really use to come at, but we should. Like, you should, I guess.
Yes. Oh, by the way, have you seen this hologram technology?
No, what?
We can use artificial intelligence to resurrect the soldiers that died in Pearl Harbor.
I think Kira takes a step back, closes her eyes, breathes really heavily, and imagines what it's like to own like a Nissan or a car that isn't like expensive. And then she goes, Okay, yeah, yeah, as long as we're, like, doing it on, like, you know, soldiers and not, like, Prince or Tupac, it's fine, I think, morally.
They will be using their artificial intelligence to sing along with your music.
Oh! Yeah, okay, so me and resurrecting soldiers with... Do you have the permission from their families to do this?
They signed their permission when they joined the military.
Ooh, okay. Can I make a few calls? I gotta get my people on this. You know, to get ready.
Of course.
She's crying, by the way. Like, tears are rolling down her, like, her cheeks as she's talking. But, like, totally normally. Yeah.
Who are you calling?
She immediately calls DG and Oxley.
Yeah, hey, what's up? I'm kind of in the middle of something.
My soul is being torn apart.
Okay, what's going on?
He wants to use AI soldiers to, like, sing with me. At his, we have a Pearl Harbor Day?
We do?
Yeah, Pearl Harbor Day, every year it's Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh, don't say it like you celebrate every year. What do you do?
You know, Pearl Harbor things,
make little airplanes? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I... Okay. Guys, I've been asked to do a thing for Mitt Broccoli because my parents are going to cut me off and I don't want to be... I'm trying to think of how to say this. Without resources. So,
I feel like that's actually worse than just calling us poor. You can just call us poor.
You're not poor. You're, like, financially challenged. Anyway, my mom is, like, a huge bitch, but my daddy, he said that if I do this, I could maybe get a check back if I perform for Mitt Broccoli at his Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day thing. However, he wants me to perform, like, America the Beautiful or, like probably, like, a Kid Rock song at some point with, like, AI people, and I can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
I think she has artistic integrity, Oxley. I didn't know that.
Okay, well, what? Last week? Was that artistic integrity last week?
What do you mean? What about last week? Like, what was it about artistic integrity about that? I performed a song that got people excited about politics. Maybe the politics was killing a politician, but I'm still being excited about it. Like, I still, there's heart in it.
I'm just saying, it feels like you have a weird line here. This, I feel like you've already done a concert for a politician, the exact same politician, actually. And he's just kind of asking you to do the same thing again.
With AI of dead soldiers.
Look.
Have they already made the AI?
I think so. Okay, that doesn't make-
It's a sunk cost.
I don't want to sing with the Hurt Locker, okay? That just isn't okay by me. Like, that's just fucked up. It seems fucked up.
I mean, they've been dead for a long time. It's not like they care.
The families haven't even given permission. They said the permission was given when they signed up to join the military. Which, L on their part, but like, I don't think that's okay.
Hey, I got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Been doing some research, and you're a musician of sorts.
Of sorts.
I saw in this documentary. It was about religion and stuff. And I, you know, ever since talking to Andy, I was thinking about religion and stuff. And what the main character, what she would do was she would sing a song to put the dead to rest. And she did a cool dance. It was called Final Fantasy X. I don't know if you've played it. But you could do that. You could, like, maybe exorcise them. Maybe you can purify them with your song or some shit. You can give peace to these AI ghosts.
Oxley, do you want me to pull a fucking Yuna?
Yeah. I think you're capable of it. I think, don't put yourself down. You could totally be a Yuna.
I don't... Okay. Yeah, no, I just... You guys are, like, my wokest friends. I thought you guys were going to, like... have my side and tell me I was correct on not wanting to do this.
I mean, if the soldiers fought in World War II, I would feel a little weirder about it, but like, I mean, if they got killed in Pearl Harbor, they were probably like, they either didn't do any interesting soldiering or they were only doing the bad kind, right?
Wait a minute.
I don't have the time to unpack what you just said to me, DG. I don't have the time.
You know, like imperialism and shit. Like Teddy Roosevelt, carry a big stick.
These are imperialist ghosts. Is it okay if it's imperialist ghosts?
No! Okay, I guess I'm just going to perform the song. And you know what? And like, when I get kicked out of all my organizations and like all the Discord groups I'm in because I'm like a shield of the Republican Party, that's just on me, I guess, you know?
Wait, they have hologram technology. Why don't you hologram your face? You could, like, hide your face with, like, a hologram. You could give yourself a dead soldier's face. And then no one would know it's you. Morally pure.
That's morally pure. You know, I'm going to do that now. I'm going to fucking wear the skin suit of a dead soldier and perform and...
You take that money and keep having a house. Keep having a house that we can come over and maybe bang our girlfriend in sometimes.
Our girlfriend?
I would like to update my tie.
Okay.
Dignity's definitely not going to cuck me now that I saved her job.
You didn't save Dignity's job.
That sounds like what I did. I don't know. Were you there last episode?
I want to update mine now because you just said it made me think. Oxley definitely wants me to fuck his girlfriend. You said R. You're like, she's like, okay, yeah. Can you guys just like come? Because I'm having like a mental crisis and you're my friends. Can you just come to like the show to show support for me? Like I'm going through so much today and you guys aren't even doing anything.
I'm doing things. I'm doing two things. Are you familiar with the Flintstones? I pull out two costumes. One is a communist hat with a red star on it.
Neither of us can see.
Kira goes, actually, I can hear rustling. If you're pulling out something for a bit, we cannot see it. We're on the phone.
Okay, bring
the bit to the park where we're doing the thing. You too, DJ, you have to come also.
Oh, listen, I'm with Maisie right now, and she's kind of got, like, a cut that I'm taking care of, but maybe after that, is there gonna be, like, any family stuff, or is it just a rally? Because I kind of, you know, she'd probably get pretty bored, and if she does pay attention, I don't want, like, Mitt Broccoli getting his hooks into her while she's still, like, 7.
Yeah, but just, if you tell right from wrong, politicians can't really influence children if you're, like, a good parent. Also, don't you have, like, Band-Aids on you?
I didn't think I'd need them, and also the cut was, like, way worse than I would have anticipated.
Just use your pocket gauze.
I don't... What?
You're a grown woman and you don't have pocket... Whatever. Yeah,
I don't own a purse. I barely have pockets.
Okay. All right. You know, just when you are done with your bleeding child, your friend needs support. I'm going through a lot today.
Okay. Yeah, sure thing.
She's going through a lot today.
Yes, my daddy cut me off. He was mean. My mom's always the mean one. It was weird.
I feel so sympathetic.
Her daddy was mean, Dignity.
Don't call him daddy.
I feel so bad that your father is not giving you free money anymore. I have a kid to, like, patch up, okay? So I'll be there when I can. And I think DG's going to hang up.
Oxley Sarbanes, you hang up this call, and it's back to being an ace detective on the prowl in Lincoln Park, looking for whoever called in this threat against Mitt Broccoli. What are you doing?
Well, I'm scoping the scene. I'm making sure I'm not being noticeable. I got a big trench coat on and a pair of glasses, and I got so many hats. I got another hat. Different from the communist hat from the bit.
Where do the Flintstones come into this?
Oh, where he goes to the thing and he's a water buffalo, but he's also doing the bowling thing at the same time. I'm gonna go both to Mitt Broccoli's the thing, as well as her concert. It's gonna be fine.
Oh, I see.
But anyway, now I'm dressed up as a detective and I'm inspecting all over the place. I would see if, like, there's any signs of stuff that shouldn't be there, like a bag or anything, or any tampering. I guess it would be an investigate?
Yeah, you have two, genius. Your cards are the Hanged Man, negative, and the Hermit, neutral.
I guess for the neutral one, what poses the biggest threat?
You cannot see any signs of any kind of explosive or anything like that. It's clear that whatever the threat is gonna be, it's gonna be done by a human being with the tools they have on them.
This is gonna be great for my bit. I'm gonna have to be eagle-eyed. Okay, and I guess, what complications should I be wary of? Negative.
Your communist girlfriend, Natalie, is putting on a counter-programming concert here. If you do not find who this is, Mitt Broccoli and his campaign are going to blame her.
Oh no. Natalia, my love. I think I text her and I'm like, are you sure about this tonight? Are you sure about the concert? It might be dangerous.
Well, we have to. We can't just let, like, Mitt Broccoli not have anything against him. Like, we have to show people that, like, we're not gonna stand for his BS.
Yeah, I know. I love... You care so much, and that's what I love about you.
If you can't find any leads, you might as well just go to Natalie's concert for now. I mean, maybe some of the communists there will be able to give you some leads.
Okay, I'm gonna dig in. I'm gonna see if maybe in her fandom, the people that show up to her concert, I might know.
Dignity Grayson, back to you in the CVS trying to buy some gauze.
How's that going?
Hey, would you like to, do you have a CVS membership?
No, I'm more of a Walgreens girl usually, so...
Would you like to sign up for a CVS membership?
My kid is bleeding. Can you fuck off and let me buy the bandages? Sorry, I know this is just part of your job. That was rude of me. I'm just kind of under a lot of stress right now.
Okay, but you could get, like, 10% off these bandages with the CVS
card. I'm good.
CVS
I don't want 10% off.
Okay. You buy the bandages. Do you know how to put on bandages on a leg?
It can't be that hard, can it?
Yeah, give me an elegance.
My elegance is 2.
The Magician. You achieve an impossible success and the Wheel of Fortune.
I'm taking the Magician.
The Magician, you achieve impossible success. You bandage up Macy's leg perfectly. She stops crying. She gives you a big hug And you are filled with the warmth of motherhood.
Okay, okay. Maisie, my friend Kira, you remember Kira from Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
She's going to be playing a show, so would you like to go to that with me? I'm sure there'll be, maybe an ice cream truck or a food truck. We could get lunch there, and I can call the Parks Department on the way and see if we can get them to fix that slide so no other kids get hurt, okay? Does that sound good?
Will there be a Wiggles there?
I don't think the Wiggles are going to be there, no.
Oh, can you play the Wiggles on your iPad?
Yeah, I would absolutely be happy to.
Okay, as you walk back to the park, the Wiggles blaring out of your iPad speaker. Let's cut back to Kiera.
Yeah, she's like doing a really shitty sound check and just like is trying to like, I think she's like, all, like has her guitar plugged in. She's like trying to figure stuff out. She's like looking at the band they provided and is just like, okay, thinking of American songs to play. And they're just not, they're not vibing. She doesn't like any of them. There's like no good melodies about in songs about America. I think she's like settled on playing America Badass by Kid Rock because it's like the closest to like a good song.
The concert is, it's starting up. If you want to back out, this is your last chance.
I think before going on, she talks to like the tech person like, hey, you know how you're going to do like the AI holograms and stuff, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Could you like project one of those guys onto my face?
I mean, that'd be like a man.
What do you mean, like a man?
Like, aren't you a woman?
Right now, sure. Yeah, okay, enough. All right, enough. Just like project someone onto my face, okay?
Okay. Didn't know we had transgender here.
Oh,
Mitt Broccoli opens with his speech. December 7th, 1941. A day that will live in infamy. When over 2,000 American servicemen lost their lives. Now, with the power of artificial intelligence, we can bring them back. A serviceman is projected from a little hologram thing that you step into. You notice that as the hologram is projected over you, you can feel this man's spirit.
Oh. Oh no.
And you are filled with the patriotic fervor he had when he was defending the Pearl Harbor base from attack.
Was that a lot? Like, did he feel like a lot of patriotic fervor when that happened?
Yeah, he felt a lot.
All right, then I guess in this strange sense of like feeling, you know, patriotic, Kiera, whose parents, you know, who's raised in a household where they just don't respect any American politician and just see them as like assets, performs the most heartfelt cover of American Badass by Kid Rock you've ever heard.
Give me a glam.
It's one. My glam is one.
Judgment, your past failures catch up to you.
What did I do?
What did you do? Kiera, tight. You sold out all your principles just so you wouldn't have to drive a Nissan. And you know what's gonna happen? Everyone loves your patriotic song. Everyone can tell that you are not half-assing this. You're really putting your soul into this. Everyone knows that you really care about America. And Mitt Broccoli is gonna say your name. He's gonna congratulate Kiera Tite of Tapir Wizard for her truly heartfelt tributes to the American soldiers that died in Pearl Harbor. And that is going to be associated with your name forever.
He's going to say the black non-binary person loves America and me on all his campaign stuff for the rest of his life.
That's right. You are going to be the token black, non-binary Republican.
No! I think during the performance, when she's like finished and he says her name, there's a moment of clarity where she just like, I just fall to my knees and I start weeping and crying and like punching the ground. And it's in just like disgust, but it feels like, wow, the spirit of not only God, but God and America has taken her over. She is so emotional about this country she loves.
That's right. She loves this country so much. Oxley Sarbanes, back at Natalie's counter programming, Natalie runs up and hugs you. Where have you been?
Just, you know, doing research for one of my other gigs. You got a decent turnout to this one. Decent turnout.
Yeah, we're about to play the Soviet National Anthem.
Oh, sick, sick, sick. After that, you got anything after that?
Yeah, we also have Solidarity Forever.
Okay, classics. All right, cool. Anybody here seem weird or a little maybe too intense? Bad vibes coming off anybody?
I mean, you know, people are pretty passionate about this. They really want to, you know, take Mitt Brockley down a peg.
Yeah, totally. I totally feel you. Okay. I would like... Can I dredge while I'm here to see if anyone's giving me problematic vibes?
Yeah, sure.
I'm an expert at finding when the vibes are off.
Strength positive, you triumph through force. The fool neutral, you become who you are needed to be in this moment. And temperance, you're met with an equal and opposite reaction.
Unless temperance is my resonant card. Also, temperance, it's a poison swamp. As we all know, temperance is a poison swamp. My resonant effect is you discover a brand new exploit. Your Eidolon will punish a target of your choosing, regardless of whether or not they've broken its rules. You know what's trying too hard? Plotting a fucking bomb. And I want this person to be overcome with lust for their murder. They're going to become overcome with lust, and they're going to rip their shirt off and start cackling. Maybe I can't have that much control, but I'm gonna overcome them. I'm gonna up their creep factor by making them horny for bombs.
Dignity Grayson, on your way back into the park, you run into a puppeteer who is busking.
Oh fuck no!
And his puppet is tearing off its shirt and maniacally laughing.
Oh my fucking god. Patrick, what the hell are you doing?
Dignity Grayson. Who's this kid with you?
She's my daughter, thanks.
So you have a daughter now?
Well, apparently I've had her for 6 years, but, you know, time makes fools of us all.
You have a daughter, and you know what I have? I have a fucking puppet.
Yeah, well, that's not my fault, Patty.
You don't think so? You don't think it's your fault when you tore off a piece of my soul?
Okay, I think you're overselling it a little bit, man.
Dignity Grayson, did you not steal Linger from Patrick Cleveland?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely I did. But like, you know, it's a virtuoso, and like, I genuinely got into puppeteering. So, well, not puppeteering, but puppet craft. They're two different disciplines. It's a whole thing, but you know. Anyway, obviously I was going to dump you because, look, I wasn't trying to make it like a double act, okay? I've got my own things going on.
And I couldn't be part of it.
No, because you do shit like this. Why is your puppet shirtless, man? It's fucking, it's almost December. Maybe it is December. I forget when Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is when the attack was. It was like December 7th? It's December, man!
You just don't understand the art of puppeteering. That's fine, this might be my last performance.
What? Why did you say it like that?
I'm gonna make sure you never forget about me, DG.
Okay, Patrick, you're talking. I don't like the intonations here. I need you to tell me what you're actually going to do at this very prominent event that I'm bringing my daughter to.
Should I tell you anything?
Okay. I would like to use the basic virtuoso move, Everything a Nail. When you try to overcome an obstacle by applying the skill I've mastered, I draw Ellie and ignore the forecast of the card I play. I am going to use my mastery of manipulation. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn to Maisie. Has she been paying any attention to this conversation, or is she just like enraptured by the wiggles?
Yeah, she's not paying attention to this adult conversation.
Okay, perfect. I think the approach DG is going to take is she's going to like run a hand through her hair and sigh and be like, look, Patrick, I know that I didn't give you what you wanted, and I know that I can be really abrasive sometimes, and I haven't always been the most thoughtful person, but genuinely, when you say things like this, and when you seem like you're having some kind of a manic episode, I worry. Just because we aren't together anymore, and just because I sometimes find you frustrating, doesn't mean I don't care about you as a person, okay? I just want to make sure you're not doing anything reckless.
The Tower and Justice.
I'll take the Tower. My skill does not map to this situation at all. I fall flat on my face.
Adding an XP. Boop.
Thank you. Patrick Cleveland starts maniacally laughing again, and his puppet is synced with him. And this is enough to distract Maisie from her Wiggles iPad. And now she's really scared by this puppet, and she's clinging to her leg, and she's whining.
Oh, what's wrong, sweetie?
It's scary.
Oh, it's just a puppet, sweetheart. I promise it's not going to hurt you or anything like that. I wish it weren't so creepy, but that doesn't mean it's actually, you know, the kind of thing that can do anything to you.
Can we go somewhere else?
Yes, absolutely we can. And she was going to, like, just glare at Patrick and start walking, like, kind of a long curve around the edge of the park to get away from him.
Oxley Sarbanes, you can hear the cackling of the puppet, and you know that this is your guy.
I'm still hugging. Am I still hugging Natalie? We're at the same place. Or how close am I?
Yeah, Natalie would prefer that you stay here and support her concert.
I'm like, hey, I gotta go. Hot tip on a lead.
What? On a lead? What? Are you like a detective?
I'm not a detective. I'm an amateur. I'm a freelancer. I got news. There's a false flag. They're trying to set you up. They're trying to do something to that mint broccoli guy and then say it's you.
Okay, start from the beginning. What's going on?
I can't tell you. I'll tell you later, babe. You're gonna need to trust me.
I give a smooch, and I say, the
cares of two radical lefties in this town, hill of beans. I haven't seen more noir, so I don't know anything noir to say.
The pavement starts cracking underneath you. You're just gonna leave?
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave. But I need you to believe I'm gonna come back. Can you believe me?
Okay.
I give a really tight hug, and then I head out the door.
Patrick Cleveland has gotten up already with his puppet, and he is making his way towards the Mitt Broccoli show.
How do I stop him? How do I stop this fiend?
I gotta move. I don't know if it's too big to go out the gate with this.
Come on, American Badass playing. You could do this.
Yeah, American Badass is playing, and as I'm fucking driving up with the muscle car, you know what trying too hard is? Being undead. Coming back from the dead is trying too hard. I'm gonna fill these Pearl Harbor ghosts full of lust for their country, patriotic horniness. And I'm gonna have all these hologram ghosts go and fucking threaten Patrick.
I feel like this is more of a wrath or a pride, but if you want them to do it with their dicks out, I guess so.
I also want to make it weird for Mitt,
from it, Broccoli.
I'm also a little possessed, but yeah, you know, this is fair. Do it.
They rip their shirts off and say, not in our country. This is America's soil. And I don't know, would this be a threat? The power of the finest military force the world has ever seen. I'm gonna beat your ass.
Okay, all of the soldiers tear off their shirts, including Kiara Tight, point at Patrick Cleveland with his puppet, and threaten to beat his ass. Draw POW for me.
That's one. Let's go.
Wait, hold on. You said including me?
Including you.
Can I use a move then?
Okay.
Ooh.
Featured artist, once per uptime, when you use your Eidolon to provide material aid to another player making a move, they may forego drawing and instead apply the following forecast with a positive polarity.
Yo!
The world is your instrument and it's time for a duet.
Hell yes.
That's beautiful. That's perfect.
When the shirt gets ripped and that feeling of like patriotic horniness, you know, like that sexual gratification of attacking a terrorist goes through her. I think she like gets her guitar and is like drummer boy and like this like and like the Revolutionary War style playing a ballad of death and murder as the wave is going to like threaten this man.
Play that Lonely Island Bin Laden song.
Okay, well, Patrick Cleveland sees this threat and he is not going to comply with your request to stop. Most of these holograms can't really move past their hologram pedestal, but Kiara Tight, you can, and you are obligated now to try to beat the shit out of Patrick Cleveland.
Yeah, he's going to get fully coolie with a guitar. Let's go.
Yeah.
Give me a scrap.
My POW is 2.
The devil, negative, you get what you want at a price you can't afford. And the emperor, neutral, you break something.
Break his face. Break his face.
No, I... I'm picking the devil.
Okay. Advance your damage track. I think you're now at battered. I'm going to discard the top card of the fate deck, which is the sun. So you swing your guitar at Patrick Cleveland, and it gets stuck in the puppet's mouth. And the puppet bites down and breaks the guitar, which also shatters its head. So both the puppets and the guitar are broken, but Patrick Cleveland takes out the thing that was hidden inside the puppet, which is a gun.
Oh no! Oh
just
no!
A normal gun.
I would like to reveal my master plan.
Okie dokie.
Andy fucking tackles him from behind.
Okay, yeah, what's your genius?
2, I believe.
Okay, drawing from the bottom of the deck. The Emperor neutrally breaks something. And justice, the situation becomes more fair.
Oh, wow. Those are both neutral. Okay. I should have counted cards. I feel Andy tackling this guy is justice, right?
Yeah, so it turns out you had contacted Andy and you managed to catch him right after he finished deep scrubbing the oven. And you have taught, all of you have taught him so much that he does not hesitate to take this political action.
He's been listening to the podcast. He says, Lennon actually says individual terrorism is insufficient for building a working class movement.
Now, let's zoom out a little bit and take stock of what exactly is going on here. Ultimately, all of you are defending Mitt Broccoli, the man who Andy previously idolized.
You say, all of us.
Well, not you, Dignity. But certainly, Kira and Oxley are.
Yeah, I got possessed. Yep.
The situation becomes more fair. Okay, so I think what's gonna happen is Andy tackles Patrick from behind, The bullet goes off, grazes Kira on the cheek, and it hits a light hanging right above Mitt Broccoli. He doesn't notice, but you in the crowd can see that light is wiggling, that light is wobbling, and it's ready to smash down on him Hitman style. Patrick Cleveland has been neutralized, but it is at this point where you must all ask yourselves, would it be so bad if this light fell on Mitt Broccoli?
Fucked up to say.
I did do what my daddy told me to.
Now that we've got the guy, is Natalie in the clear? That's the main thing. If Natalie's in the clear...
Natalie's in the clear, yeah.
I'm not going to get cut off, you know? I did the thing. I went above and beyond.
I mean, if he dies, did you really do the thing?
Yes! I was so performing his benefit, and I busted my ass out there. I'll never get laid by a blue-haired pronoun baddie ever again after this. I did everything I needed to do.
I just think if he dies... and it has something to do with you and your stupid friends, your parents might not take that so well.
We are trying to save him! You know, that's unfair! We can't. If he gets Final Destination, that's not my fault.
I mean, honestly, I said Natalie's in the clear. Obviously, they've caught the terrorist, right? They know it's Patrick Cleveland. They know it's not Natalie. But did this terrorist act alone? Could he perhaps have been sponsored or egged on by these communists?
Deep in his heart, let me look at my ties for a second, see how I feel about some things.
You don't even like the girl. You don't even like the
girl. Like, I don't even like her that much. Where is it? I'm gonna rocket jump. Once per session, you may take +1 fort when revealing your master plan, as long as your plan exploits the side effect of you deliberately breaking your Eidolon's rule and suffering its punishment. Pussy insane. So insane, I save Mitt Broccoli.
Yeah, I would say that certainly counts as trying too hard.
Okay, I would like to interfere.
Okay, so you're revealing your master plan +1 forward?
Yes.
So your cards are, once again, the Emperor and the Fool. Which one would you like to discard, DG?
The Emperor is you break something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to discard the Fool.
Great.
Okay. The Fool is discarded. Please advance the Phantom Clock for that sabotage.
Okay. I think how this plays out is as Oxley breaks into motion, he just gets a call from Dignity.
You certainly can't ignore a call.
Oh, hey, someone's calling me. this is a lust one. This, you know, the most lustful holiday is Pearl Harbor, where it's just like all the good times I had with Natalie are gonna come to an end, and you know, it sucks, but I guess I'm gonna save this man. I fucking join the holograms, which are all hanging out and rubbing on each other, I suppose. And tackle this guy.
Okay, filled with lust, you tackle Mitt Broccoli out of the way, and the light falls on your head. You break your head open. Advance your damage track.
We're going from fresh to winded?
Well, Oxley is passed out, bleeding from his head on the stage, having saved Mitt Broccoli's life. Kira and Dignity, how are you reacting?
I don't think Dignity is looking at the stage. I think she's just like, why isn't he answering my calls? Does he have it on silent again? I don't get why everybody keeps their phones on silent. What if it's important?
I think, not at, like, the Eidolon powers of the world, Kira's like, why am I shirtless? Like, just fully ignoring her friend bleeding out behind her. Why am I shirtless? Why is my guitar broken? Fuck.
Maisie, I want to tell you something very important, okay? When you're old enough to get a cell phone, don't leave it on silent unless you're at the movie theater or in, like, a church or something. Because sometimes you're going to get a phone call, and if it's on silent, you're just not going to know that it's there, and that's going to be bad, okay?
So none of you are going to help Oxley?
What I've noticed, Oxley, Oxley's like bleeding out bad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, alright. Is Mitt Broccoli reacting in any way?
Mitt Broccoli is still in a daze. He's trying to gather himself. He's kind of like kneeled on the ground.
Kira's gonna go over to Mitt Broccoli, see Oxley, and like use her destroyed shirt that's on stage to like kind of keep the blood in. Like, oh shit, Oxley, are you okay? Well, you're not okay. You're obviously bleeding out and gonna die. Can someone get an ambulance, please?
You can hear the silence of an ambulance coming. Oxley, how you doing?
I'm fucking, my head's lolling all over the place with the ghosts of the Pearl Harbor soldiers behind me and flanked. It looks like a fucking AI sad cry. They're all crying like sad, fucking sad Statue of Liberty. I grab fucking Mint Broccoli by his fucking collar and look him in the eye and I say, earn this! Earn this! I would like to convince him to stop being a Republican and be a better person. By quoting Band of Brothers at him.
I want to help so bad. I want to help so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you can draw on your tie to Kiera to do this if you would like.
Yes. On like the pieces of my destroyed guitar, I'm like strumming the basic notes and going in the arms of an angel. So like he feels the emotion of this. In the arms of... Just like, yeah, getting that real emotion in there.
Okay, so we're doing a dazzle drawing from your tie one with Kiera. You draw the star, positive, a new path reveals itself.
Yeah!
The red star, baby!
Please give me, like, your political pitch to Mitt Broccoli. And keep in mind that you just suffered a major head injury.
So you gotta understand, man, the businesses and money, they're in control. And that's why I'm bleeding. That's why they're all dead. It's businesses. Real fighters, capitalism, proletariat. What else is there to say? please don't be this anymore. The thing you are. You gotta be different, man. You gotta... The donors, that fucking... There's a collar around your neck. Fucking, you're a dog of the state, dog. Are you a state dog? Or are you a free dog? Don't live like this. Make this mean something. To people like me?
And I'm wearing my fucking bleach ass shirt with my battle jacket on.
Fucking the poorest of the poor. You gotta give power back to the working people.
When you finish, Kiera drapes like her hoodie on your shoulders like James Brown after doing a performance. Just to like really sell it in there, you know?
Mitt Broccoli, in his post-near-death experience haze, takes your speech very seriously, and he hears the loud socialist music blaring from Natalie's concert, and he looks down at his hands and says, I see now. The contradictions of capitalism will eventually lead to proletarian victory. I need to be part of the solution, not the problem. Thank you, Oxley.
I close my eyes.
Beatifically, like you're just about to pass away?
No, care like this, but we do need an ambulance. Like, I think he is going to die. He's like real, like the color's leaving his skin. Can we get an ambulance, please?
Andy runs up and I say, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything.
That's what you say as the EMTs load you into the ambulance. Macy Grape is back to listening to the Wiggles. Natalie is rocking out. Mitt Romney is reformed. And the camera...
You said Romney?
Mitt Broccoli is reformed. And the camera pans up to a wide view of the city once again. It's just another week in the life of Eidolon Adults.
Idle on Adult is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at audioentropy.com, follow us on Blue Sky at Idle on Playtest, and join our Discord at audioentropy.com/discord. Visit patreon.com/idleonplaytest to support the show. Your support means the world to us. And for the month of December only, we are providing all $5 subscribers with a copy of the complete digital edition of Eidolon Become Your Best Self, 2nd Edition. We normally sell the book for $25, making this an 80% savings in addition to all the other bonus material you get for being a patron. Subscribe at patreon.com/idleonplaytest now before this deal goes away on January 1st. This week, we'd like to give a special thank you to the following patrons. Taylor Punch, Nasty Pass, Jordan and Kelly Quinn, Oolong Time No Tea, Shrimp Dono, Toxin Frog, Julie Lowe, Dexter Sinister, June, Nice Splot, Scarlet Probably, Test Much, Freddy Carrillo, Ruby Shine, Rose Eclipse, AM, Queen Charlotte, Mage of Spade, Arth B, Fair Majesty Empress Quintilian Galaxion, Sweet JP, Ava, Seltzer Haver, Lucentia, and Kevin Wellens. Idle on Adult will be back next week on December 15th for Patreon subscribers and December 22nd for everyone else. See you then!